We apologize that this shiur is coming so late this week. The Torah tells us in this week's parsha, in Perek Yud, that the Bnei Yisrael used to blow shofaros, they used to blow chatzotros, they used to blow horns when there was a war coming. And it says, when you wage war in the land against the oppressor who oppresses you, you shall sound the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Hashem your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. The Beis Yisrael says that this has to do with the same pasuk that you find, which is similar actually, in Parshas Ki Seitze. It says, Ki Seitze l'melchama ala yivecha. When you will go out to battle against your enemy, will hand them over to you. The Beis Yisrael says that in Parshas Ki Seitze, the Torah describes Bnei Yisrael easily defeating their enemies. As soon as Klal Yisrael goes out to war, they will win. In Parshas Ba'aleischa, this week's Parsha, Bnei Yisrael must cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help in order to prevail over their foes. What's the reason, says the Beis Yisrael? Because in Parshas Ki Seitze, the Bnei Yisrael are going out, they're teise, they're waging war, they're fighting their enemies before they come to the land. But in this week's parsha, where it says, when the enemy has already invaded, the situation is much more dangerous, and we need special assistance. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to remember us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to have compassion and assistance, give us assistance in order to prevail. The Beis Yisrael said that the same thing is true of the war against the Yetzer Hara. When we fight against the Yetzer Hara before it comes to conquer any part of our heart, then it's easy to defeat him. But once he settles within a person, when he's already gotten a foot in the door, then the challenge is much greater. We need then to plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nizkartem afnei Hashem lekechem. We have to daven to him, and we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the koyach to fight the Yetzer Hara. We might add to the words of the Beis Yisrael two things about this pasuk. The pasuk says, it starts off, Hatzar Hatzarer Eschem, the oppressor who oppresses you, and then it concludes, you shall be saved from your enemies. Also, the pasuk uses two different terms. The pasuk uses the term of Tzar and Oyev. And the Malbim explains that the word Tzar refers to an enemy who actually oppresses and inflicts harm. But an Oyev is used in reference to an enemy that wishes to do harm but has not acted upon that wish. We might understand this to mean that a tsar is an overtly hostile enemy who makes no attempt to hide his animosity. The word oyev, by contrast, is an enemy that appears friendly and innocent, but in truth harbors feelings of hostility and wishes to inflict harm. The pasuk is then telling us that when we go out to fight an enemy that has overtly hostile intent, then through the efforts of the soldiers and the merits of the entire nation, we're able to defeat even the enemies who we do not identify as enemies, who appear as friends. And thus the pasuk begins in the singular form, Hatzar, referring to the overtly hostile enemy, and then concludes, V'neshatim ha'yavechem, promising that we will be victorious over even those enemies that secretly wish to cause us harm. If we apply this pasuk to the vayot that we have against the Yetzer Hara, it teaches us that when we fight against the known Yetzer Hara, a clear and unmistakable challenge, and we work to break our wishes and desires, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us victory over even the challenges which we are unaware of, the secret challenges that lurk beneath the earth's surface. And if we act preemptively to fight the enemy before it invades our hearts, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us defeat all the forces of impurity and lead us to complete victory over all forms of the Yetzer Hara. A good and Shabbos.